Glossary. Common terms in farm power and machinery. Air cooling system. Applicable to small engines, for example, lawn mower and power saws. A fan pushes air to the attached engine, cooling it. Animal power. Animal power is derived from domesticated animals in the farm. It includes donkeys, horses, oxen, mules, and buffaloes. Biogas. Biogas is flammable gas produced when organic matter such as animal dung is fermented in a biogas digester to produce methane gas. The gas is used for various activities in the farm such as cooking, lighting, and warming a house. Biomass. Biomass fuel refers to the power that is derived from plant and animal matter. It includes wood fuel, charcoal, and biogas. Compression stroke. The piston moves upwards, inlet valve is closed, and the fuel air mixture is compressed in the combustion chamber. Disc plow. They are of heavy concave discs mounted on a beam by the disc hangers. They are preferred on pieces of land that has obstacles. The discs can either be plain or notched. Exhaust stroke. The piston moves up the cylinder. The exhaust gas are pushed out through the open outlet valve. Farm power refers to any source of energy used to do work on the farm. Force feed system. The oil is forced to circulate in the engine by a pumping mechanism. Fossil fuel. This is the power derived from combustion of fossil fuels such as petroleum, coal, and natural gas. Four-stroke cycle. The cycle is completed in four strokes, during which the crankshaft makes a total of two revolutions. Geothermal power. This is hot steam trapped underneath the earth's surface, and it is harnessed and used to drive turbines to generate electricity. Human power. This refers to the use of human labor to accomplish various farm activities, mostly light tasks such as clearing the land, weeding, and spraying crops. Induction stroke. The piston moves downwards, causing the inlet valve to open, letting in the fuel-air mixture. Lubrication reduces friction between moving parts and acts as a cleaning agent, removing dirt and metal parts, increasing efficiency. Moldboard plow. This is a type of plow suited to be used in fields free of obstacles of all kinds. It operates at uniform depth once it has been adjusted. It comprises of the following parts. Nuclear power. This is energy derived from decomposition of nuclear fuel, such as uranium, in a nuclear reactor. It produces heat that is converted to electricity. Oil mist system. The oil is mixed with fuel in the petrol tank. One-point hitch attachment. In this method, implements are attached to the drawbar at the rear of the tractor. Power stroke. The fuel-air mixture is fully compressed and is ignited by a spark or heater plugs. The pressure resulting from the expansion forces the piston downwards. Solar energy is a radiant energy derived from the sun. It is commonly used in the farm for the following uses: drying of agricultural produce, source of solar electricity, and heating water. It is also used by plants in photosynthesis. Splash feed system. Crankshaft is continuously dipped in oil and splashed up as it moves. Subsoiler. They are heavy implements used commonly in primary cultivation in fields that have developed a hard pan. They have heavy rigid tines that penetrate deep below the topsoil into the subsoil, breaking the hard pan to facilitate aeration and water infiltration into the soil. The clutch connects and disconnects the drive shaft to and from the engine. It enables the tractor to take off smoothly and gradually. It is made up of three components, namely the crankshaft, the friction disc, and the pressure plate. Each performs a specific function. the diesel fuel system. This system uses diesel fuel for combustion in the engine. It is fitted with an injector pump and nozzles to inject fuel and air mixture in a spray form into the cylinder and combusted by the high pressure in the cylinder. The differential transmits power from the engine to the rear wheels, allowing them to turn at different speeds, especially when negotiating corners, and prevents skidding. The differential lock prevents the wheels from slipping or skidding. The gearbox. It is used to provide and select different forward and reverse speeds to suit the operation being undertaken. The lubrication system. There are three types of lubrication systems in a tractor. These are the ox moldboard plow. It is used for plowing land, commonly with oxen, though other drought. It is light in weight, simple to use, and require no special skills to operate. The petrol fuel system. This system uses petrol fuel for combustion in the engine. It is fitted with a carburetor to atomize and mix fuel and air before they are combusted. The power takeoff, PTO. The implement is attached to the PTO point at the rear of the tractor. The trailer. The trailer is the main implement used for transporting the farm. It is attached to the tractor by the means of a drawbar at the rear of the tractor. Trailer sizes vary depending on the needs of the farmer. Three-point hitch attachment. It is attachment where the implement is attached to the tractor at three points, namely the top linkage, lower left, and right arms. The implements may be operated by the hydraulic system and include two-stroke cycle. The cycle is completed in two strokes and the crankshaft makes one complete revolution to complete the cycle. Water cooling system. Large engines use this cooling system. The water is held in a radiator and pumped in a sleeve around the outside of the engine, cooling continuously. Water power. This is power derived from running water. Water is harvested and stored in reservoirs. It is then used to produce hydroelectric power, which operates various types of machines in the farm. Wind power. Wind power is derived from moving wind. It is used to perform various tasks in the farm, such as winnowing of grains, pumping of water, and production of electricity.